After 34 years of thrilling rides, the Rainbow's End pirate ship is being jettisoned for a new attraction.
No!
Yes, I know!
No!
That was my favourite.
No.
But a new attraction, though.
But the pirate ship.
I know. That was the best, because I never liked the roller coaster. I'm not a daredevil.
What are they doing with it? Where's it going?
Well, I don't know. What? Oh, what? Do you want it to go to your house or something?
The landlord will love that. What the hell? Why is there a pirate ship?
Yes, why is there a pirate ship there in my backyard?
Oh,
but look,
really?
Let's just, the positive, though, a new attraction.
But
a new attraction.
Will it be better than the pirate ship?
Well, I know. I love the pirate ship, but I suppose now, you know, it just goes up and down. People probably get sick of it.
Oh, I know, but when you're like, I don't know, 8 or 9, that's enough.
And your stomach used to, you know, make that little wee when it used to go higher and higher.
Exactly. When you're too short to go on the roller coaster, the pirate ship is what you got.
We might have to go on the pirate ship over the next couple of weeks before it's gone.
I want more information. I want to know where the pirate ship is going.
I'll get to the bottom of it. Don't you worry.
All right.
I'll go back into that newsroom. Anyway, right. Back to you. Back to you, Mark Dye.
Somewhat interrupted the headlines there, but that the pirate... Oh, so many happy memories. We've got some more details on that now. Hamish Fletcher joins us from the business department of the New Zealand Herald. What's happening with the pirate ship, Hamish?
Fans of that particular attraction at Rainbow's End will be sad to know that it's not been put up for sale. So any entrepreneurs or tyre kickers who are thinking, I could have that on the back block of my farm or backyard even, unfortunately, rides, as I'm told by Rainbow's End's chief executive just moments ago, some rides are built to be moved.
Mm-hmm.
Others that are 34 years old, like the pirate ship, aren't easily deconstructed and shipped. So unfortunately, the pirate ship is going to be scrapped with a lot of the steel involved going to be recycled.
What if we don't want it to move again and we just want the ship itself to sit somewhere, perhaps in a farm block or on the corner of a state highway and another state highway?
It's not up for sale, he says, unfortunately. And they won't reveal what is going to replace the pirate ship on that particular site. But the... people who want to go on a nostalgia trip and head to Rainbow's End still have a week to do so. I believe it's Saturday week, which is going to be the last swing for that ride. Were you a fan of it as a child, Mark?
Yeah, I'm really upset to see it go.
It sounds like a fan as an adult even, so it's...
Well, yeah, I mean, I haven't been on for a number of years, but I've just gone and looked, and there is a pirate that sits atop the pirate ship, which I feel like should be saved and put somewhere. Perhaps in Motet. I mean, the boat should go to Motet, perhaps. Ship, sorry. Jacqueline from Hello World. I apologise, it's not a boat, it's a ship.
The cost of moving it would be extraordinary, I thought, just getting it on the back of an oversized
truck. What are you talking
about?
A bit of a trailer, a few bungee cords. Police won't have any issues with that. I reckon we can get that through the Waterview Tunnel. Let's take the bird's nest down off the top. Is that what it's called?
You know crow's nest.
Crow's nest, that's it. It was near something. All right, so it's being scrapped. Well, disappointing. Should we start a Give a Little page to save the pirate ship? Just kidding. Thank you, Hamish Fletcher.